Say hi, this is Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. What was the name of that show? I just saw a show. I was in Lincoln Center, and a friend, Faith, sent me an invitation. She said, this is one of the greatest shows. And I said, okay, I'm going. And Faith Hope Consuela, I have my production chief producer over there reminding me that it was Carnegie Hall. I think I said Lincoln Center. Okay, well, I'm tired because it's been a long day. And and it's probably been an equally, or if more so, a long day for you two, because you are the... say your names, if you don't mind.
I am Angelica Sandora, and I am one of the two producers of the show. The other one is next to me, Sophia Dama. And I'm also the writer, and Sophia has translated the play, the musical, and I also did the music, and I also did the direction, and we were also into it. So, yes, we are overwhelmed, but it's fun. It's exciting.
So tell the actual name of the show.
It's Phobia the Musical, and it's spelled
FAUX-BIA, like fear is a fake violence, a phobia.
And it's like that because it started in Greece. It was a Greek play originally. I'm Greek. Because in Greek, it means like phobia is... a fake violence, the way it's spelled, like faux violence. And I thought that's interesting, that fear is a fake violence that we all have inside of us, and as artists, we want to change that.
Now, a faux pas, I mean, is that another... You know, I just came back from Greece, and Hellas, okay, because we have Good News Hellas on our show, Good News. And my host, Georgia Nomikos, is so Hellas oriented that every time I say Greece, she, I think, kicks me. All right, so, because she's very passionate for the old time, for the historic, the home of democracy, Socrates. What a beautiful, 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 and gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous land, and so on. It was a very big experience. So now to have a Greek show here, in Carnegie Hall. So tell us a little bit more about the... you think faux is from the Greek language? Faux pas? I thought it was French, but maybe it's Greek.
Faux is French, but via means violence in Greece. In Greek.
Okay.
But we also use faux, like, in Latin. So it was like a play with a word. This is a play that we produced in Greece as a play, and then we turned it into a musical here. And since the subject is about the women of Greece saving the whole world, we decided to create each musical of the each song of the musical with a different cultural background. So it was one Greek song and dance, one Italian, one flamenco, one rock and roll, one disco. So it was crazy. We wanted to represent all cultures and to show how, like, we are the same, and we want the same things in order to be happy. And as you mentioned before, we want the female presence more in order to be happy in this world.
Well, you did hit a lot of different subjects. So, Sophia, tell me a little bit about your involvement. And you were in the show, and I congratulate you. You both were really, really good. I loved the show. I really felt it was, we're into this peace movement and world peace and into brotherhood and sisterhood. And we're into love. I have a love channel also. I'm going to ask you later. And so a lot of the messages that evolved out of your show are dear to our broadcast, Good News. Because they all really are good news. So, Sophia, tell us a little bit about your involvement.
Well, I am a co-producer on the show, and Angelica, I read her script and fell in love with it, and I said, we have to produce this. This is wonderful. The messages, the philosophy behind the play, and the fact that we're using Aristophanic satire to get those philosophical messages to people, and making them laugh and think at the same time, just going to the theater and, perhaps making people feel bad. So that's the goal was to get people thinking, and how to do that. The best way to do that was with Aristophanes. So,
got a lot of photography going on here too, because you two are very popular, and that's a good thing. So we want to do this because you need to go and have a drink and relax and enjoy like the Greeks would do at a moment. I know. So do you have a website, or where can people learn a little more about the show?
We have a company. It's Popular Theatre Inc., and we have a website, www.populartheatre.com.
Yeah.
And we also have our Instagram page, Phobia Musical, and we will keep posting things, because this is a crazy production that we can't stop being involved. Now, we have a cast of 30 people.
What a cast. Every time somebody new is coming out, I'm saying, where are they finding these people? They're going into...
With different costumes, different makeup, different...
Little hits. Kids? You have little kids in this movie? And the show? I mean,
yeah,
God almighty.
It's my kids, Medea's kids, and they're amazing, so talented, and so professional, and so... But, you know, it was... You know, if you see what was happening backstage...
That's a show of it to itself,
show
right?
Itself.
I'm sure. It really
and
is.
Faith did this amazing guest star, and I told her, like, you're gonna sit in the first row, and then the female chorus will come and get you as Lisa Strata. But then she saw half of the show, and then she says, I want to go backstage now. We'll go backstage
really?
And come from there. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she loves it back there.
No, she's perfect for that. She's very special, and, you know, she's such a good Samaritan. And this kind of a message for peace and love and hope is right up her alley. I mean, that's how I met her, through some of her socially minded, responsible
She's
outreaches that she does.
Person.
Very positive.
And
it's all great.
We really, really appreciate her help and her presence, because wherever she comes, she gives light.
Yes.
This is so.
Yeah, light, and also she's a female leader herself, so that's one of
big
the
time.
Messages of the play. You know, she's a role model.
Yeah, big time. Let me ask you, I'll start with you, because we ask these two questions of everybody because of our Peace Day. We've asked thousands of people on the International Day of Peace, and I know we met at the International Day of Happiness.
Yes.
All right, so if you could say your name, and what does peace mean to you?
I'm Sophia Dama, and peace for me means being good with yourself so that you can be good with others. And that would create peace. That's what that means to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And for you, your name is?
My name is Angelica Sandora. And I think that peace is what we need right now. And it starts from our personal relationships, and then it goes to society.
Okay, last question, because we have a channel for love. And what does love mean to you? And if you could say your name again.
My name is Angelica Sandora, and I believe that love is everything that gives birth, that it's that creates in this world.
All right, beautiful, thank you. And your thoughts on love?
On love.
And your name again?
Sophia Dama. And love is at the root of everything. And if we could find that, then that's one of the biggest contributors to peace.
Thank you both very much.
Thank
Beautiful
you,
night.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Για το δασκάρο Γιάννη, για το δασκάρο Γιάννη.